Thank you. Okay, good morning, everybody. And yes, we started off a little late this morning. I was having my own little party between 7 and 7:30, playing a song that I don't get to play too often, listening to the live side of Mountains, Flowers of Evil. That was my lead-up to the morning show today, as Leslie West is celebrating a birthday, born on this day. And, of course, Mountain was one of my first big concerts back in 73, so I had to reminisce just a little bit. And I love that album just as much as I did or do today than I did back in the day when I got it. That particular album, Flowers of Evil, came out in 1971, half-side live, half-side studio. Anyways, welcome to the morning show, everybody. We broadcast live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 Pacific time. In the valley today, I don't know what's going on here. It's 4 degrees and, man, is it foggy out there. And we're supposed to have clearing conditions sometime early this afternoon and go up to 11 degrees in the sunshine. And then right through till next Monday, we're looking at mostly sunny and highs up around the low to mid-teens. But it looks like it might cool off a bit next Monday. So I've been taking this time to get some yard work done and winterizing the trailer and all that kind of good stuff. Anyways, what should we do? Let's get on with the show. I'm in a bit of a rocker mood right now after that 25-minute song by Mountain, but let's see what we can do here with a little bit of The Cult, Wildflower, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah.
There you go, The Cult with Wildflower, and yeah, I was just going over some of my notes here with Canadian history, and I have to look something up here. I'm going to have to try to do a little bit of multitasking while I'm talking and reading and all that good stuff, but... Anyways, what we'll do is we'll get right on with the with this day in Canadian history. Yes, I'm looking for something here, and I should be doing it during music, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Okay, there we go. I've confirmed my deal here. It was December the 11th, 1975, that I seen The Who at Maple Leaf Gardens, and they're actually part of this day in rock and roll history today. And I thought I would just double check to see if it was the concert that I went to see, but I see it wasn't. Anyways, let's get on with things here. 1992, out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, Canadian Space Agency astronaut Steve McLean blasts off from Kennedy Space Center at 12:09 p.m. Central Daylight Time. A mission specialist aboard Space Shuttle Flight STS-52 with the CanX-2 and with the responsibility for the first test of CSA's Space Vision System, designed to help operators out of the RMS Canadarm, or Mobile Servicing System, of the future berth or deploy satellites. Okay. McLean will also perform a series of seven Canadian experiments on material science, fluid physics, atmosphere characterization, and the human body's ability to adapt to space flight. On the first day, he activates the Queen's University experiment in liquid metal diffusion in a high-temperature furnace that operates on the mid-deck of the shuttle and examines the diffusion of bismuth and tin into each other. Okay. All right, what's the next one we have here? Oh, birthdays. Louis Riel was born on this day in 1844. In a log cabin near St. Boniface, Manitoba. Died on the gallows at Regina, November 16th, 1885. And I'm just going to leave it at that, because this little story written up about Louis Riel, well, if I read it, I'd probably be reading it 10 minutes from now. So we're not going to get into it. If you really want to know more about Louis Riel, that's what your buddy Google's all about. Yeah. Okay, we have another birthday here. Ron Tugnutt, really shifting gears here. Goaltender, born on this day in Scarborough, Ontario in 1967. Tugnutt was selected as an underage junior by the Quebec Nordiques in the fourth round, 81st pick overall, in the 1986 NHL entry draft, traded to the Washington Capitals and Toronto Maple Leafs before moving to the Ottawa Senators in 1997. All right. Things are all going to come together here for you in a minute. Trust me. Yeah. 1995, under New York City Prime Minister Jean Chrétien joins 200 other world leaders in New York for 3 days of fun and festivities, marking the 50th anniversary of the United Nations organization. There you go. In 1990, the Senate passes the Mulroney government's bill overhauling the unemployment insurance fund employers and workers to shoulder the entire cost. Yeah. Okay, now where was it here? Let's scroll down just a little bit more. It was in 1976 on this day in Toronto when English rock group The Who wrapped up their tour with a concert in Maple Leaf Gardens. It's the last show Keith Moon will play in North America. There you go. That's why I was trying to tell you about The Who concert that I went to see. I guess it was the year before. So I suppose what I should do is play a little bit of Who in celebration of that. I think I'm going to play 515 off the Quadrophenia album. It's not a bad one. Yeah, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Anytime is time for South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting from the Creston Valley.
Well, holy crow. Who needs coffee with a tune like that? Susie McNeil with Ain't Got No Home. And that's actually an album that Garth Hudson put out in 2010. And it's a celebration of the band. It's a collection of various artists doing songs that the band used to play in concert. And that one came out in 2010. Susie McNeil. Not sure who Susie is, but I kind of like that tune. Garth Hudson, of course, the keyboard player of the band. And let's see what else. We had Neil Young's Boxcar, and that's taken from the Chrome Dreams 2 album. That one came out in 2007. Great album, that one. There's some pretty good but extended songs on that one. Of course, I was just going through the police news here in the Creston Valley Advance. Of course, lots of news about the cops busting outdoor grow-ups. That's typical news in British Columbia, isn't it? Yeah. And of course, there's a couple of other weird ones in here too. A suspicious male soaking wet and talking to himself was reported carrying a duffel bag on Highway 3 near Summit Creek Bridge, but police were unable to locate him. Well, he might have been having a snooze under the bridge, perhaps. They should have looked there. Yeah. There's a couple of other goodies in here, but I didn't circle them when I first was reviewing the paper. Anyways, I've been yakking on here way too long. It's time. We've got the... we don't have the news crew. They didn't pop up. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Oh, there it is. Yes. It says I need to hit refresh. But you know what? We can skip the news today. Not a problem. You know they're just going to talk about Duffy. And I'm not talking the singer. I'm talking that round little senator from PEI, supposedly. And now, of course, there's all kinds of finger-pointing going on. Who's the guilty party? Duffy? Or the government? You know, you just can't seem to trust any of them anymore. So what we'll do is we'll just skip the news. And we'll get on. We're going to listen to a little bit of Chambers Brothers here. Time Has Come Today, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Go!
to Chambers Brothers there with Time Has Come. Yeah, had to play that. I just came across it the other day, and I thought, holy girl, that one's a bit of a classic. Anyway, so we didn't have the news this morning. I don't know. Bill Gates has been messing with my machine again, I'm sure. But anyways, I gave a little comment there about Mr. Duffy, the little round senator from PEI, and one of the listeners commented that Mr. Duffy, yeah, the original Cabbage Patch doll, no kidding. Yes, I asked her if I could use it, and she said, feel free. Anyway, we got some Chris Rea standing by from the Blue Cafe album of 98 with a Square Pig Round Hole right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Spend, be it mine right or wrongfully, I let it slip gladly to my friends to tie up the time most forcefully. But the bottles are done, we've killed each one, and the table's full and overflowed. And the corner sign says it's closing time, so I'll bid farewell and be down the road. Oh, every girl that ever I've touched, I did not do it harmfully. And every girl that ever I've hurt, I did not do it knowingly. But to remain as friends, you need the time to make amends and stay behind. And since my feet are now fast and point away from the past, I'll bid farewell and be down the line. Oh, every foe that ever I faced, the cause was there before we came. And every cause that ever I fought it full without regret or shame. But the dark does die as the curtain is drawn, and somebody's eyes must meet the dawn. And if I see the day, I'd only have to stay, so I'll bid farewell in the night and be gone. Oh, every thought that strung a knot in my mind, I might go insane if it couldn't be sprung. But it's not to stand naked under unknowing eyes. It's for myself and my friends, my stories are sung. But the time ain't tall, if on time you depend, and no word is possessed by no special friend. And though the line is cut, it ain't quite the end. I'll just bid farewell till we meet again. Oh, a false clock tries to tick out my time, to disgrace, distract, and bother me. And the dirt of gossip blows into my face, and the dust of rumors covers me. But if the arrow is straight and the point is slick, it can pierce through dust no matter how thick. So I'll make my stand and remain as I am, and bid farewell and not give a damn.
Fashion and accessories. Subliminal seduction from the glare of my TV.
Kootenai Radio. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune into the Rock Hour at
5. Here we are, October the 22nd, and it is time for This Day in Rock and Roll History, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Big day for me. Well, just because one of my favorite musicians' birthday is today. That's why we started the show off half hour early today with that live cut by Mountain. Yeah, that's right. Leslie West, born on this day in 1945, guitar player extraordinaire for Mountain and West, Bruce and Lang, and then many, many solo albums. But let's not forget Bobby Fuller, born on this day as well, 1942, guitar and vocals for the Bobby Fuller Four. And you may remember this song, I Fought the Law and the Law Won. Yeah. Okay, the trivia throughout the years on October the 22nd, and we're going to start in 1965, and that's when the Rolling Stones released Get Off My Cloud. 2 weeks later, it would be number one. 1966, the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations makes its debut on the U.S. singles chart. It was a song that Brian Wilson and Mike Love wrote, and Brian spent 6 months working on it. The tracks were recorded in 17 different sessions in 4 L.A. studios at a cost of over $16,000. The recording engineer would later say that the last take sounded exactly like the first one. 6 months later. I think that's when Brian was starting to have some troubles. Yeah. What else here? And of course, then the record did go on to reach number one on December the 10th, 1966. Yeah. Oh, and it was nominated for Song of the Year at the Grammy Awards, but lost out to Winchester Cathedral by the new vaudeville band. Oh, man, those judges. What the heck? Anyways, what else do we have here? Also in 1966, according to Cashbox magazine, ? And the Mysterians had the best-selling tune in America with 96 Tears. The song has since been ranked number 210 on the Rolling Stone list of 500 greatest songs of all time. And another story from 1966. The Supremes became the first female group to have a number one album on the U.S. charts. When the LP Supremes A Go-Go reached the top, it knocked the Beatles' Revolver from the list. Wow. Must have been a big seller. What else do we have here? Can you guys hear that dog barking? He's just outside the studio here. Unbelievable. I'll have to get an egg crate and wrap it around his mouth with some duct tape. Maybe that would silence him. All right. Let's get back on track here. 1969, Paul McCartney publicly denies rumors that he is dead, the most recent of many clues of this death hoax. Was the fact that he was the only barefoot Beatle on the newly released Abbey Road LP cover. The story was actually started by a prank by Fred Labore, a sports and arts writer for the student paper, the Michigan Daily, at the University of Michigan. Not only that, McCartney is also out of step on that particular photo op as well. Let's see, 1971, Joan Baez received a gold record for The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. It turned out to be her biggest hit. peaking at number 3 in the U.S. Yeah. 1996 sales figures were released that showed the Beatles sold 6 million albums from their back catalog and a combined total of 13 million copies of the Beatles Anthology 1 and Beatles Anthology 2. A poll revealed that 41% of the sales were to teenagers who were not even born when the Beatles split up in 1970. And in 1998, Bob Dylan played in his hometown of Duluth, Minnesota, for the first time since the 60s. The show sold out, of course. Yeah. All right. That particular song I played before the show actually started, Dream Sequence, is about a 25-minute song, and then sort of like as an encore song of the live side of Flowers of Evil, they finish it up with Mississippi Queen, and that's what we're going to play right now in honor of Leslie West, who's celebrating a birthday today, born in 1945, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Mississippi Queen.
from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
Bill Barrett. the rebel stand. He was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee, a lady in his grave. And I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't.
Okay, you're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, there's the Beatles with Twist and Shout finishing things up for This Day in Rock and Roll History for October the 22nd, and I'm not really quite sure why I played that particular tune. Yeah, the only thing I see here was the Paul is Dead thing, and not quite sure why I chose Twist and Shout. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. It was an oldie, but a goldie, right? Yeah. And what else did we have there? Oh, yes, the band with The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. I only played that because I can't stand Joan Baez, so I had to play the band, the original people who sang the song. Yeah. Carolyn Jeffries, 96 Tears. I couldn't find my copy of Question Mark and the Mysterian, so I got tired of looking. So I, maybe because I, well, hard to tell. It's that Question Mark and the Mysterians. Maybe that's why I couldn't find it. We also heard the Rolling Stones' Get Off My Cloud. That song came out on this day in 1965. And, of course, we started things off with Leslie West with a live cut of Mississippi Queen from probably one of my favorite Mountain albums, Flowers of Evil. As I was telling a listener earlier, I pretty much wore the grooves right off of that one. Only on half of it, though. Rarely did I ever play the studio side, always that live side. And stay tuned a little bit later. We'll have a feature on Leslie West, Mr. Birthday Boy. Just found some interesting news here about Leslie West. Apparently he lost part of his leg last year due to diabetes. Bit of a bummer, but luckily he is still touring and playing some awesome guitar. Yeah, they have a signature guitar built for Leslie now. Dean Guitars. You should check it out. I think the one that they made up for him, the volume switch actually goes up to 11. Yeah. All right. Let's have a quick look at the weather across the country before I babble my way right through to the end of the show. 4 degrees in the Crescent Valley here right now. It's supposed to clear up. This fog hopefully burns off sometime around noon. And we'll go up to 11 degrees in the sunshine. Over in Vancouver, yeah, they're engulfed in cloud or fog over there as well. 8 degrees. Minus 2 and sunny in Yellowknife. Calgary is sunny and 4. Winnipeg, oh, get a load out of this. It's snowing in Winnipeg. 4 degrees, yep. 6 degrees and sunny in Toronto. Oh, that's quite a drop from yesterday's temperature. I think there were 21 yesterday. Sunny and 15 in Fredericton. It looks like it's the hot spot of the country right now. Cloudy and 13 in Halifax and St. John's, Newfoundland. Cloudy and 5 degrees. Rockin' the Blues with Johnny Winter. This is Edgar Winter, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah.
hang on there. We're not ready for that one. Anyways, I just wanted to mention that last song was Edgar and Johnny Winter together, Rockin' the Blues. That was taken from Edgar's Rebel Road. That one came out in 2008. Actually, that's a pretty good album, that one. Anyways, what do we have here? It is time for this day in... oh, no, it's time for our album highlight is what it is. Or artist highlight, which, of course, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston, the best-looking building in the downtown area. I have a listener out there who's a Bedazzled addict out there, and she can vouch for all the good things that goes on in that store. All the great merchandise they have, yeah. And, of course, we'd like to thank them for sponsoring of the album and artist highlight right here on South Kootenai Radio. Today, as you might have been able to tell, I'm a bit of a Leslie West fan. Of course, it was probably... Well, not probably. It was the very first big concert I went to see. Mountain backing up Humble Pie at Varsity Stadium in July of 1973. Let's see, I guess I was 18 years old then when I went to that show. And was thoroughly impressed. And still, to this day, I love that Flowers of Evil album and Humble Pie performance live at the Fillmore. Two albums that I would be playing the grooves right off of right up until that show. And still, to this day, love both albums immensely. Anyways, Leslie West here was born to an American, to American parents of Jewish descent in New York City. Grew up in Hackensack, New Jersey, and in East Meadow, New York, Forest Hills, New York, and Lawrence, New York. After his parents' divorce, he changed his surname to West. His musical career began with The Vagrants, a R&B blue-eyed soul rock band influenced by the likes of the Rascals, and that was one of the few teenage garage band acts to come out of New York metropolitan area. Anyways, what else do we have here? The Vagrants had two minor hits in the eastern U.S., 1966, I Can't Make a Friend, and a cover of Otis Redding's Respect the following year. Some of the Vagrants' recordings were produced by Felix Pappalardi, who was also working with Cream on their album Disraeli Gears. And in 1969, West and Pappalardi formed a pioneering hard rock act, Mountain, which was also the title of Leslie West's debut solo album. And this was the second great power trio of the period after Cream. Rolling Stone identified the band as a louder version of Cream, with Steve Knight on keyboards and the original drummer Andy Smart. The band appeared on the second day of Woodstock Festival on Saturday, August 16th, 1969, after starting an 11-song set at 9 p.m. The band's original incarnation saw West and Pappalardi sharing vocal duties and playing guitar and bass, respectively. New drummer Corky Lane joined the band shortly after Woodstock, and they had success with Mississippi Queen, which reached number 21 on the Billboard charts, number 4 in Canada. Yeah. It was followed by Jack Bruce's penned theme for an imaginary Western. Mountain was one of the bands considered to be the forerunners of heavy metal music. Anyways, later Mountain broke up and Jack Bruce got together with Leslie West and Corky Lang and did two studio albums together. And then Mountain reformed only to break up again, and you know how it all goes in that rock and roll stuff. But anyways, enough of that. I'm going to play some music from a solo album of Leslie West. This one came out in 1975. It's called The Great Fatsby. Because you got to remember, back in those days, Leslie West was actually pretty huge. When I went to see him, he came on stage with three guitars slung around his neck with the feedback just given her. That's how the show started, folks. Yeah. But this first one is a bit of a mellow one, just to throw you off. If I Were a Carpenter, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I'm not afraid to I shop at Bedazzled for two reasons. Great merchandise and South Kootenai Radio is playing throughout the store.
This is CBC News. I'm Pep Philpott. This is CBC News.